I said last night, Jim, you must be the most patient man in the world. And Betty says, Eric, you're right. No, but anyway, let's come and celebrate at 2 o'clock, their anniversary with them, the 50 years that they've spent together. They're having it right here in the fellowship hall, so they want to invite you to that. So please come to that. A lot of great things going on. Something that is coming up next week is Ash Wednesday service. It is the beginning of Lent. And so please come on Ash Wednesday at 7 o'clock for that service, and we will begin Lent. And after that, we will also have Soup and Scripture. It's going to be on Tuesday nights at 6 o'clock. There'll be a light dinner downstairs, and then we will move somewhere in the church, I don't know where yet, for the Scripture portion of that. It is just something that will last throughout Lent. And of course, Lent is the season leading up to what? Easter, that's right. So it is a fun time. Now, one thing too, if you walk down these stairs, if you go to Sunday school downstairs and you walk down these stairs that are right here, there's a bulletin board and it talks about food for Ignite Youth Group. If you notice, there isn't anyone signed up for this week and I believe next week and thereafter. And one of the ministries of Ignite is to serve food for the junior high and high school youth at 6 o'clock in the evening. And so therefore we need people, or several people, to bring food on those nights, those Sunday nights. Yes? Yay. Bless your little heart.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yes, thank you. But that is a great ministry, and a lot of our youth, that is the best meal they get all week. And so, no. I'm being very honest. A lot of our youth in this community that come to our youth group, some of them do, that is the meal that they get for the week. And so it is a very important ministry. And so just know that you're not just bringing food just for anybody. Some of those youth, this, it means the world to them. And so please just keep that in mind. Now, finally, we have, at 6:30 this morning, I received a telephone call. And it was our director of music ministers, and she says, Eric, I'm sick. And she says, my mom is sick. Her mom was playing the organ this morning. And she says, and guess what? John McNeil is sick. John is our other pianist. And so we need to thank Jamie and Dorothy for stepping up this morning and playing. So, you know, we invite you to worship wholeheartedly no matter what happens up here today. No, Dorothy and Jamie are awesome. And one last thing. The team leaders of the church, as well as the staff, are reading this book now. It's called Sacred Cows Make Gourmet Burgers. If you are interested, this is a great book on leadership. We invite you to, of course, we'll be reading it in the context of the church. But we invite you, if you're interested, to stop by the office, tell Kathy that you would like to read the book, and when we get a number of books that people want to read, we will order them. So just know that you are welcome to keep up with the staff and the leaders of the church right now. Sacred Cows Make Gourmet Burgers. It is a fun book, as you can tell from the title. But anyway, are you ready for an awesome worship service this morning? If you're listening to us on the radio or over the internet on our audio streaming, we welcome you this morning. And we are sorry that you're not here, but we thank you for your presence anyway. And as we come together, let us begin our worship service with a prayer, and then we'll have our prelude this morning. Let us pray. Dear God, you are an awesome God, and we thank you so much for this day. We thank you so much, Lord, for the people who are gathered here today, and we ask, Lord, in Jesus' name, that you anoint us fully with your Holy Spirit. We understand that you are already here, but we want to be intentional, God, in inviting you into our lives and into the life of this church, and specifically into this worship space, Lord. We ask that you anoint us in such a powerful way that maybe, God, there are people here who have never experienced your presence in this way before. We ask you to be a healing presence. Actually, we want you to do whatever you need to do, God, to help us have a better relationship with you. We are here today to focus our lives upon you and to worship you. And so we ask that you help us do that. Make us truly be one with each other, Lord. and one with you in Jesus' holy name. Amen.